Time for our baseball insider. Andy Carboni is joining us. And Monday night, the Red Sox back in action hosting Tampa Bay. And their ace, Rick Porcello, going, Andy. So, you know, tell us about his season and an incredible year he is having.
Well, no question about it, Bill. You mentioned he is the ace of the Red Sox, and you wouldn't have said that back in March or April with David Price coming aboard with a big price tag. But Porcello has basically gone out there, and he's been the stopper for the Sox, keeps winning all of his starts, basically. He's 17-3 on the season. And he looks to become the first Sox pitcher in 70 years to open up the season 13-0 at home at Fenway Park. So that's an ace. And he's out there tonight taking on the Tampa Bay Rays, hopefully get the Sox back into a winning streak. These are three big games for the team as they head out on a West Coast road trip toward the end of the week.
Yeah, out to Oakland. Well, Red Sox bullpen, Andy, it appears that that's still struggling. It struggled on Sunday. So how about an update on that?
Well, saying struggle is putting it lightly. The bullpen came in on last night, like you mentioned, in the sixth inning, and promptly Matt Barnes gave up five runs. They ended up losing 10-4 to the Royals last night. Other than Craig Kimbrell, It's a guessing game as to who you bring in and what they're going to give you. There's really no one you can go to and say, well, this is definite. This is going to be a solid guy coming out of the pen. He's going to shut the door. Even Kimbrell's had his issues this year, obviously, which we've talked about before. The question is, can they find some help before the end of the season, or at least, you know, before September call-ups when they got to freeze the roster for potential playoff aspirations?
Well, Koji Uehara is possibly one of those some relief for the relief. Is that possible?
Well, they're saying now that he's, of course, Koji is recovering from a pectoral strain. They're saying he could be back as soon as Monday, Labor Day. He threw a bullpen session today. Apparently went well. He's going to throw some batting practice this week. Could come back beginning of next week. Obviously, that would be a boast to the bullpen, and you know, maybe he could become that eighth inning guy that seems to be the issue for the Red Sox right now, and they can slot everyone back a spot or two. But a couple of the names to keep an eye out for, obviously Clay Buchholz now back in the bullpen. He's done a nice job in the bullpen since he got taken out of the rotation, then brought back in the rotation, now he's back in the bullpen. There's always Joe Kelly down in Pawtucket. They keep saying with his 99-mile-an-hour fastball, he's a candidate to be a great relief pitcher down the road. We haven't seen it yet. It's a possibility. And obviously there's the possible waiver trade deadline before September 1st. Dave Dombrowski could pick up a body off waivers, and I know there was some talk about Jonathan Papelbon, who got released a few weeks ago by the Washington Nationals, potentially coming on board for the Sox, but more time marches on, it looks like he's probably just going to sit out the rest of the season and not come to Fenway Park.
Mm-hmm. Well, as far as the offense goes, it's, you know, Ortiz is having an incredible year, hit a milestone this weekend, and Dustin Pedroia also had some, chipping in with a lot of hits.
Well, starting with Ortiz, last night he had a home run into the right center field bleachers, and that home run ties him with Jimmy Fox, 18th on the all-time list with 534. So, obviously, Big Poppy will have no problem getting past number 534. And then you mentioned Pedroia. He's really been on a roll since he got moved up to the leadoff spot for the Red Sox. He did not play yesterday because of he's attending a family funeral. He's not back for the game Monday night. They said he may get back at some point during the game, but prior to leaving the team after the game Saturday night, Pedroia was 12 for his last 12 going into his last at-bat on Saturday night. He ended up grounding into a double play. And if he did get a hit in that one to go 13 for his last 13, that would have tied a major league record.
Overall, the Sox have done well lately other than the last five games, losing four out of those last five. But prior to that, they'd won 10 of 12. Find themselves in second place. But, you know, Andy, they're actually in that wild card slot right now, correct?
Yep, they're the number one wild card position at the moment, with a little bit of a lead over, game lead, I guess it is now, over the Baltimore Orioles, still two games behind Toronto in the East. So it's all bunched up, and they're definitely right in the race. They just got to, like I said, put some more solid streaks together. They can't be having any more losing four or five. They got to go back to winning 10 of 12 like they were previous.
Well, then the West Coast road trip, Andy, I know we didn't talk last week, but they actually, that wasn't that bad for them out there.
No, it worked out really well, that West Coast swing, and then finishing up in Detroit. There were a couple games that they had, and they could have actually won a couple extra than they did. Some bullpen struggles at the end, but no, that was definitely a very big positive for the Red Sox out on the West Coast. And they're going to have to go back out west again. They're going to be heading out on a 9-game trip, going to Oakland and San Diego, and then they head to Toronto to wrap up that series coming back toward home. So it's going to be interesting to see how that all plays out.
Well, I always enjoy your Major League notes from around Major League Baseball. And, Andy, I know you have a few from both, one from the American League and at least one from the National League, right?
Yep, I've got one from each league for you tonight. We're going to start off with Yankees catcher Gary Sanchez. He set a Major League record with 11 home runs in his first 23 games. And he's bringing the Yankees back into that wild card playoff race. The Yankees now just 3.5 games behind the Red Sox, actually behind the Orioles for that second wild card spot in the American League. They have a bunch of teams they have to jump over, but the Yankees have been playing free and easy ever since A-Rod packed up and left town, and Sanchez has come aboard, and he's really provided some sock into that lineup and really rejuvenating that whole team. And over in the National League, Dodgers could be getting an ace back coming off the DL. Clayton Kershaw has been out for quite a bit now with a back injury. He's going to face some live hitters tomorrow in a simulated game, and obviously he wants to get back in September for the playoff push and going forward. So that's a huge add to the Dodgers if Clayton can come back and be the pitcher that he is.
Andy, I was outside of the greater Boston area last week, and I happened to have a listening to one of the Yankee Network affiliate stations, or at least during they did a promo for the Yankee broadcast, and they were touting their young players, exciting young players. That's what they were touting.
Well, it's that time for the Yankees. They brought in Josh Judge, the right fielder. They got some other rookies they've brought up, pitching staff, a lot of young faces in there now with Sanchez. The time to turn the tide a little bit, kind of like with the Red Sox last year, bring up a lot of young players. Red Sox started to play well toward the end of last year, so Yankees still have a long road ahead, but they're definitely becoming a factor again.
Yeah. Andy Carbone, our Red Sox insider. I'm Bill Newell. Thanks for being with us. This is MSO, newsports.com.